Okay, so last time we were talking about the Rambam's reason why Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi includes Machlokas in the Sefer HaMishnah, right? So, and he says, he gives a very, it seems like a very odd reason. He says, because if he had just written what he held the halacha was, so some guy will come along who holds differently. In other words, because his teacher might have taught him something else. We're talking about a chacham, not just any old guy. So, and he'll say, this is my mesorah. He'll say, "That's I was told it's asur," and the other guy will say, it's mutter. Right, so it'll create a state of confusion. Right, so here the translation is, b'hayat nofil ha-safek b'nafsho seinu. Right, so there'll be doubt in our, that we'll have doubt. Okay, and we'll say, how could this guy receive that? And he's a trustworthy guy. Shadavar ploni asur v'holo a mishnah omeres bo shu mutar o lehafech, right? Or lehafech, right? So, or the opposite, right? So, so he says, and when we know all the shitos, so then we won't have this, that we don't won't have this divide, right? So, because then he'll say, right? Because what, you know, basically the guy will say, I received this. And you say, oh, you received that shita because that's so-and-so's shita, right? And then, you, in other words, you'll have a clear response. But it doesn't seem like good enough a reason just to say, so you have a clear response for this guy who comes along. That's why Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi included all this, included all the machlokas in the Mishnah just for that guy or for those individuals who come along and were taught something else by their teacher, right? So, and we also, in other words, this is possible at that time because there was no Sanhedrin, right? In other words, there was no no one shita that everybody had to go by, right? So, okay. So, I don't remember if we offered a possibility last week, did we? Right, so I think last time we gave it the answer that which didn't really seem to match what the Rambam is saying here, but we give a possibility that why include machlokas? The Rambam says, in other words, anything there's machlokas about is not part of the ikar, it's not part of the ikar, in other words, the ikar of the mesora. In other words, it's the anfei hanafim, right? So, in order to show, so if he just presented as there not being any machlokas, there might be confusion as what's part of the ikar of the mesorah and what's part of the anfei hanafim, right? So, but I think there's a problem with saying that, right? So I was actually discussing with Rabbi Sachs. He pointed out a problem, but with saying that is then, in other words, the Mishnah is meant for Talmidei Chachamim. So to think that they would make such a mistake be impossible. In other words, you can't think that they would make a mistake as what's the essence and what's not, right? In other words, what's the essential part of the Mesorah and what's not? You don't have to show that there's machlokas in order to show. In other words, that is it's true that anything there's machlokas about is not some part, part of the Yikarim, right? It's not part of, but it's also true that that's. That you don't have to say, in other words, there doesn't have to be machlokas about it in order to show that it's not that's not part of the Yikarim, right? So that possibility doesn't really can't be, right? So he suggested a possibility which I think is very I think is pretty clear what the Rambam means. So he said that in other words, it has to do because basically the Rambam is dealing. What's the Rambam's problem? In other words, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, in other words, it would be a higher level of presentation if he doesn't include machlokas, right? Then he could just present the clear mesorah without any machlokas, just present what he holds the halacha is. In other words, from the standpoint of the subject matter, that's a superior presentation. But Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi has another concern. In other words, what he's concerned with is that there's a continuity in the Mesorah. In other words, that was the problem that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was dealing with, that there should be continuity in the Mesorah, that the Mesorah should not be lost. So in other words, in order that the Mishnah should have should be received by the Am, so there you have to include the other Shitos as well. In other words, otherwise it won't be received by the Am. In other words, they'll say, well, the Mishnah can't be, this can't be the Mesora, it doesn't include my Shita. Right? In other words, there would be in order that the Sefer should be received, therefore he includes Machlokas. That's why we're concerned about that guy who comes along and says, well, I received something else. In other words, his Mesora is included in the Sefer. In other words, so it becomes a Sefer which could be accepted by all. Whereas it could be a Sefer of that can preserve the Mesora. Right? In other words, that's the that would be the reason to include Machlokas.
So in other words,
you're saying, well, they don't accept that that guy's Mesora.
So I don't see how there's a lot of...
I think you could possibly answer it by saying, in other words, it's far easier to show a person what you maintain as the superior Shita if they know that you've considered their Shita and you've come to the conclusion that the other Shita is superior. In other words, you're showing that all the Shitos have been considered. In other words, it's not just that, it's not because you weren't aware of the other Shita that you said, this is the Halacha. In other words, it's been taken into account. That's why the Rambam says. Because basically, what do you say? What do you respond to the guy? You say, you're right. That is the Shita of so-and-so. But the majority disagree with him. Or so-and-so disagrees with him. And the halacha is like this guy's shita, or because this guy's shita, this guy's svara is better, or because we found other things to support him, right? In other words, now you have. In other words, it's far. In other words, and what does that aid? What does that whole discussion facilitate? In other words, it enables a certain type of discussion, basically. In other words, In other words, it enables a certain debate with that individual, which will enable him to receive the Sefer HaMishnah as the Sefer which is preserving the Mesora, right? And of course, I mean, there could be a possibility where the guy maybe will come and he'll say, and he'll disagree and he'll hold, no, this is the superior Shita. It's still open for debate, right? So, but in other words, it's not that they did not consider that possibility, and therefore they just said, "This is the halacha," right? So, your objection to this possibility is saying, extend that idea that they're chachamim. In other words, we said we rejected the first possibility because these are chachamim. Of course, they know what the ikar mesorah is and what's not, right? So, but if you extend that idea, so say since they're chachamim, they'll also recognize that they'll never have come to a conclusion without considering the other possibilities. So you could go back to basically just record the... In other words, these are chachamim, right? So just record the... So just have the possibility, which he maintains, is the halacha. Don't include the other. The other guy comes along, and you'll just discuss it with him, right? I think you could still say, in other words, the idea of the Sefer is that it should be the Sefer, in other words, this is the Sefer to save the Mesora, right? So, the idea is that the problem was not that there were not Bali Mesora at this time. There are still many Bali Mesora. So each Bali Mesora has a right to teach what they teach, to have their Mesora, right? So, in order for this Sefer to truly be the safe, in other words, the Sefer which preserves the Mesora, so it has to be, in other words, it has to be clear in the Sefer itself that this Sefer is for all Bali Mesora. In other words, you don't want to make it appear as if this is the Sefer of one Bali Mesora, right? In other words, it's not that they'll think the book is stupid. It's not that the other people will just say, that book is not. In other words, they'll just say, well, that's fine. That's the Sefer of this, that's the Sefer for that yeshiva. Or that yeshiva has their Sefer. And will still function in our way, right? In other words, the idea was to unify all of the Bali Masora with one clear, in other words, under one, with one clear, clearly written sefer. There should be one sefer for all of the Bali Masora. And it, also the goal is that they all share the same. Right, so the idea was that this should be a sefer of all of the Bali Masora. Right, so in other words, so that it'll be clear, this is the sefer of all. So even, and it seems it's also moving toward, it seems Rav Yehuda Hanasi wanted to move people towards having, in other words, that they should all follow one shita. In other words, that ultimately that would be a better state. In other words, that would maintain the Masorah to a greater degree. But this accomplishes both, and this seems to accomplish two ends. That everyone should have the same shita, and it should be the safer of all Bali Masorah. Right? In other words, oh, this is our safer too. Look, our shita, this is our shita is in the safer as well. Oh, there's a reasoned debate, which is the cause of following one shita as opposed to another. In other words, yes, they are chachamim. But it is that this should be the sefer of all of those chachamim. In other words, the idea is that on one idea, right? In other words, there might be divergent mesoras on that. One guy receives that it's asur, one guy receives that it's mutter. So if you have a sefer which only says mutter, right? The guy will look at it and say, well, I know my mesorah is true. You're saying, you know, your Masorah is true. Okay, so that's your sefer, and it's not my sefer. Right? In other words, in terms of them receiving, it's not that they would say, you have a create, in other words, you can't, we can't, you know, they know that there can be more than one Masorah. It's not that they're, but it's that, they'll just say, this is not a sefer, right? This is your sefer, right? It's not a sefer for all of Klal Yisrael.
But it is, though.
No, but the idea is that, in other words, Rav Yehuda Hanasi is not dealing with a state where everyone is already paskening the same way, right? He's dealing with, there are different yeshivos, and they have different, each yeshiva has its own shita and different things. He's trying to move them towards having one shita, right? But the first thing is that the sefer has to be accepted by all. Once sefer is accepted by all, then you can begin the debate where you can say, oh, well, we received this, sorry, you received that, I'm sorry, oh, we paskin this way because it's a better svara. And then there will be the reasoned discourse of chachamim, and they will arrive at what they maintain. In other words, they'll arrive at the psak. Right? But the thing is, the mesorah. On one end, you could say the mission, or the goal of the mission, is ultimately that everybody will be unified in terms of their Masorah. But that really can only happen once you have a Sanhedrin, right? In other words, until you have a Sanhedrin, the Masorah will not truly be unified, right? In other words, the Mishnah could become the new starting point, right? In other words, well, okay, now everybody starts the Mishnah, but of course, now that there can be new people can learn out new halachos even after the Mishnah. Right? Let's say something wasn't paskined in the Mishnah, so they'll have to learn out new halacha using Yud Gimel Midos. Right? So they could still learn out new halachos even after the Mishnah. Right? Right, but ultimately, in other words, it's true, it unifies the Masorah to a certain degree. But the Masorah, in other words, what's supposed to unify the Masorah is the Sanhedrin. In other words, they give a psak, and then all of Klal Yisrael follows that psak. In other words, that's really the way to unify the Masorah, right? It doesn't have to be, in other words, it's because it is the, in other words, it is the normal way of things that the Chachamim will disagree. It's an area of Chachma. They'll have debates. That's perfectly reasonable, but. Only when you have the Sanhedrin do you have a means that there will be one shita at the end of the day. Right? It's because you have an idea of Acharei Rabban Lahatos. In other words, they debate it in Sanhedrin, and then they go after the Rov, right? So that's really the only time you have a real unification of the Masorah. Even without the Sanhedrin, people could still agree to, in other words, that they're all going to pasuk in the same way in this area. Right? In other words, the Mishnah will unify everybody, that they'll all pasuk like the Mishnah. But then from there, there will be a learning based on the Mishnah. In other words, the Mishnah will be something that everybody agrees to. But any new points, of course, there can be divergence again. Right? In other words, it becomes sort of like a fresh start. In other words, we all go back now to the Mishnah. Right? Okay, so moving on to the Rambam. So he says, the next thing he says, V'omdam kaimo divrei yachad v'rabim. So he keeps so Rav Yudah Nasi kept where, you had yachad and rabim. L'fish shipyamim tiyah halacha ki yachid. Sometimes the halacha went like the yachid. V'ratza l'lamedcha shim tiyah sevar b'rafi l'yachid. So he wanted to teach you even that if there's a clear svara, even according to the yachid, shom imlo, go like him. Afilu nechliku alav harabim, even if the rabbim disagree. Right? Okay. So this seems a little bit odd because you already told us why you include machlokas. Right? In other words, what if you say, why do you keep yachid v'rabim? Well, what about what he said before? He said, you'll have one guy who's, doesn't have, why is he giving another reason, right? Okay, else he's almost is talking as if he didn't answer that, as if he didn't answer the question yet. He answered that question, right? Because maybe a guy will come along who holds by that shita, and then you have to tell him, well, yachad v'rabim halacha k'rabim, right? So, or let's see, he goes like the Rabbim, and you possibly like the it's a better Svara, right? But he include that in his list before, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe because the Svara is better, right? So it's, so what exactly, why is he adding this reason here? The Rambam's next point is a little bit clearer why he puts it in, because the next thing he says, why does he keep the sheet of an individual, and then afterwards the fact that the guy rescinded that, he went back on that decision? Like, he'll say, Beis Shammai say this, Beis Hillel say that, and Beis Hillel rescinded their opinion to Paskin like Beis Hillel, Shammai. So why do that? To teach you that the seeking of truth and righteousness. Because these great men, very high character, were very wise and intelligent. So when they saw somebody disagrees with them, and they saw that what they're saying makes more sense and is deeper, so they would be moda, so they would agree, and they would rescind from their opinion. So all the more so that for other people, that if they see the truth is with their combatants, they should give in. And they shouldn't right. They shouldn't They shouldn't resist. So it says tzedek tzedek tirdof. That's what the Torah says, right? You should surely pursue. You should pursue righteousness. You should admit to the truth. Meaning to say that you, even though you could save yourself by debating, so if you know the other guy's correct, right, so in other words, and it appears that the other guy's wrong, right? Or it appears that you're correct because, in other words, because the other guy is not as strong as ability to argue. Because you have a tremendous ability to steer the argument in your favor, fool people. So, Hema, Chazor l'dvar v'harib natash. Right, in other words, So forget it. You know, in other words, forget the debate. Admit to the truth, right? So here, in a sense, I could see. In other words, this question wasn't answered by the previous answer, right? In other words, we wouldn't know. In other words, why does he record the fact that the guy? In other words, just say what the two shitas were, or just record in that case since the guy rescinded, just. So everybody will know that he rescinded. So just record the shita that we go like, or something like that. In other words, so here it is a new point, but there's another question. In other words, what is this? In other words, the whole point here is that we should make this, is that we should apply this idea to ourselves. In other words, suddenly the Sefer of Mishnah is not only preserving the Mesorah, but is teaching us a lesson about the pursuit of truth. Now, not to say that is, of course, an important lesson. But is that, in other words, is that reason enough for Rav Yehuda Anasi to design the Mishnah the way that he did? In order to teach this lesson, in other words, there's a lot of lessons a lot of very important lessons that you could teach if you write it this way or write it that way, right? So this is the reason why Rav Yehuda Anasi presents it this way. It's So that's still could use some explanation, right? So basically we have these two questions: why, or was the Rambam give this other reason why Rav Yehuda Anasi records Yachid v'Rabim, and then what is this? Why is this the reason the reason why the Rambam gives for including that a person would rescind from his opinion in order to teach us this great lesson about the pursuit of truth? Seems like not enough of a reason that the Mishnah should be written in the way that it is, right? Just to teach us sounds like okay. It's a nice point, right? So just why not just teach that point, right? Pirkei Avos, right? So teach us, just tell us outright. Pursue the truth, right? Forget your debate. Truth is the most important thing, right? The Rambam says the Chachamim do say heavy model ames. Right? Where's that quote from? Yeah, and it's interesting that the Rav Shelas, in his note, he points out that this is that it says in Pirkei Avos, in Perk Hamishi Mishnah Vav, so he says that there, it's this, the, that, right, it says, Umodel HaEmes, right? So it says it in Pirkei Avos. That's what he says. It. So why does the whole entire Sefer of Mishnah have to be written in such a way that you'll include when a person retracts from his opinion in order to teach this idea? And for Rav Yehuda Anasi taught that idea explicitly in one place. So why does he also have to teach it through that we should make that that conclusion, right? Why is that so important in his presentation? Okay, so those two questions. In other words, the first question, right? He says why Yachid v'Rabim, right? Why record it? Well, in other words, the Rabbim already answered that question, right? Because the guy will come along. So maybe I'll offer a possibility. We'll see if you like it or not. So the first possibility, we'll say that it could say like this. In other words, it's one thing where you have two shitas. So like Rabbi Akiva says this, and then Beis Shammai says this, Beis Hillel says that. In other words, both have, in a sense, the shita has legs to stand on. Right? But you could say like this. In other words, when you have Yachid v'Rabim, right? So you might think like this. If the Rabim hold this, there's not even anything to stand on. It's not even a real Svara, basically. Right? In other words, so you don't even have to be concerned. In other words, in a sense, you might say, we don't have to be concerned with that guy. Right? We don't have to be concerned with the guy who might come along and say, well, I received this Mesorah. In other words, you might think, well, it's not even a shita. Right? There's Yachid v'Rabim. In other words, clearly the Rabim is, it, in other words, that's the only real shita here. Right? So you'll say, in other words, so you'll say Yachid v'Rabim. In other words, you might think the only time that you should, in other words, it only makes sense to include both shitos if both shitos have the possibility of being correct. In other words, you don't include a shita that has absolutely no possibility of being is not a valid shita in any sense, right? In other words, you don't include shitos which are just invalid, right? In other words, let's say some guy came up with a psak which is based on faulty reasoning, right? You're not going to include that mesorah, right? You're not going to include that guy. He just made a mistake. He just said something that didn't make any sense. So the guy comes along and says, well, my Rebbe taught me this. He'll say, well, your Rebbe doesn't know how to learn. Right? So you might think something like that.
Right?
So in other words, but the idea is, it only makes sense to include both shitos if both shitos actually are shitos which could be the actual shita. Or the shitos which have something to stand on. Right? So you say, in other words, because according to the Rambam, you should only include, you only record Yachid. In other words, you might think, according to the Rambam's reason, you should only record Yachid V'Rabim if we do Paskin like the Yachid. Right? But we also include Yachid V'Rabim even when Paskin like the Rabim. In other words, so why always include Yachid V'Rabim? In other words, because the Yachid, in other words, the idea is that, right, in other words, right, it's a real Shita. In other words, and if the svara if his svara is better, we'll paskin like the yachid, right? In other words, just because there are more people who held one way doesn't take away from the validity of that other mesora. In other words, that other mesora has a certain validity. In other words, that was a shita that was arrived at based on svara, right? And it might have even be a superior svara. Right? Possibly. So any objections to that idea or thoughts? It's my first attempt. So might not be correct. Might not stand up to analysis. It might not be one that would make the cut in the shitas of the Mishnah, right? The Rambam's point is what? That so you have Yachid V'Rabim. So you're saying, well, why mention the Yachid? Basically say, like, the Yachid is someone who's worth listening to. Right? And that's basically, like, the gist of the Rambam. Right? In other words, Ratzel Lamedcha, Shimti Yasvara Barura Filu Yachid, Shomim Lo. Right? In other words, how does recording the Yachid and the Rabbim do that? Say, oh, well, the Yachid is worthy of mention. Well, if he's worthy of mention, it means that, in other words, he has something to say. If he has something to say, oh, maybe if he has a better, so he could have a real Svara. So if he has a better Svara, so we'll listen to him, right? So you're saying, so you're basically asking the question, well, what do we need to learn that lesson for? Where it's a similar question we asked before. And is that a lesson that we need to learn here? Very similar to the question on the second thing, on the second point, right? Right, why does he have to teach us this lesson, right? It's interesting. Like the Rambam is almost saying, like the Mishnah is structured in such a way to teach us certain lessons about debate, right? The Yachid could have a better Svara. That you could have, if somebody is saying the truth, you have to listen to them and not just be engaged in debate for its own sake. In other words, it seems like this was a very important idea that had to be expressed, right? So your question is still, I mean, you had another question. In other words, why is not like the point we said before? In other words, these are chachamim. They know this. And it seems in some way, in other words, there's a certain role that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi has to fulfill here. There are certain lessons that he has to teach these people. They are chachamim, right? But there's certain things that the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, as the Baal Mesora, has to impart to these Talmidim. In other words, you could be a Talmid Chacham, and it sounds like the Rambam is saying, in a sense, you could be a Talmid Chacham, in other words, one who's studying Mishnah, and using the Sefer, and still be one who needs to learn this lesson, right?